Shane McAlatin is here now with It Says in the Papers.
The fallout from Friday's unprecedented scenes in the White House dominates coverage this morning. There are extensive reports on the summit hosted by the UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer yesterday. The Irish Sun describes it as a war summit. It reports that European leaders at the summit vowed to join a new coalition of the willing to defend Ukraine in a new military alliance to guarantee the country's future. Many of the papers report on the conclusions of the summit. The Irish Times editorial summarises it as to keep military aid flowing to Ukraine, engage more deeply with the United States while insisting that Ukraine be at the table, and to develop a coalition of the willing. Several papers report that Ireland is expected to contribute hundreds of millions of euro to the new security guarantee for Ukraine. There's no consensus this morning on what that final contribution will be. The Irish Daily Mail reports that with the EU looking to set up a 20 billion euro fund, our government's contribution will run to 750 million euro. The Times puts the figure at 400 million. The Taoiseach Micheál Martin's trip to the White House is just over a week away, which means he's the next premier in line to sit on the chair from which Volodymyr Zelensky endured Friday's onslaught. The Irish Examiner's editorial says the visit takes on an increased order of difficulty after what it describes as the staged ambush of Mr. Zelensky. The paper says Mr. Martin is seasoned enough to play the role in which he's cast, but he may face provocative questions about Ireland's tax regime, the balance of trade, and the EU's attitude to technology companies. The role of the White House press pool in triggering Friday's onslaught in the Oval Office is pointed to by the Daily Mail, detailing how reporter Brian Glenn peppered Mr. Zelensky with questions about why he was not wearing a suit and did he even own a suit. Back to the Examiner, who warns the Taoiseach that while he is unlikely to fail the wardrobe test, he must beware the pack of attack dogs that are now invited into proceedings as part of the DC press corps. There's much space given this morning to plans by the government to change the so-called triple lock system that governs Ireland's conduct of overseas peacekeeping missions. The Star reports that draft legislation to remove it will be brought to Cabinet tomorrow by Taoiseach, Minister for Foreign Affairs and Defence, Simon Harris. For all the talk in recent days about the country's defence system moving to levels of Ambition 2 or even 3 and aspiring to base a force of jet fighters at Shannon, the Examiner brings the conversation down to earth, or rather to water, with a scathing report on the state of the naval service. Defence correspondent Seán O'Riordan describes how a litany of mishaps is dogging the service and that an exodus of experienced personnel is resulting in more frequent accidents and vital equipment not functioning. Many of the papers have coverage of what the Star reports was a horror weekend on the roads. The paper's lead story describes how marathon runner Anila Mukaj was struck down and killed as she was out running with pals in Tralee yesterday morning. The paper says this came after two young men lost their lives following a road collision in County Donegal. Finally, returning to the Taoiseach's forthcoming occupation of the Oval Office hot seat, Fionnán Sheehan in the Independent predicts that Mr. Martin will have to roll out the wheedling flattery, the empty praise, and the disingenuous buttering up to mollify Trump's vanity.
Shane McAlhattan.